You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Angry Nerd. Smart replies make us all dumber. By Gregory Barber. There's a ghostwriter in my machine, and it's no Lee Israel. She'd balk at all the fast-flying verbal inanities. I speak of Smart Reply, Google's answer, in the form of a triad of auto-generated responses to the problem of email. Just the other day, I saw fit to butt reply to a frenemy of mine, "I'll be there." This in response to an invitation I had planned to ignore. Not only do I now have to attend, I must be excited about it. Call me a jaded post-privacy millennial, but I never cared that Google mined out missives for dollars. It's always been Google's internet. We're just living in it. But dragnetting my epistolary efforts to approximate my verbal style at its most insipid? No thanks. Language is codable. Duh. Claude Shannon said that forever ago. Doesn't mean I want probabilistic Bayesian optimizations commandeering my inbox, my last bastion of unprocessed human communication. AI has its uses, of course. Curing cancer? Love it. Generating knockoff Gauguins? So cute. These are honest applications that don't try to hide the shortcomings of dumb pattern matching. But Google's attempt at linguistic outsourcing, a multiple-choice tool to expedite the much-feted art of inbox slaying, that's a real horror. Once we embrace the personalized simulacrum, we start letting AI speak for us. Soon we let it speak as us. It's almost soothing. Frees up time. I'm nearing zero inbox. Ah, Grandma just checked in. She's not feeling well. I'll select, oh no. Yes, she'll care that I care. And she'll reply, so kindly and expediently, thanks so much.